Church family, what a great day to celebrate the Lord Jesus and also recognize our seniors in this incredible season of their life. I want you to go ahead and get your Bible this morning and turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. And I'm going to share today a message called Seasons. And it's a message that I believe God gave me, not just for our graduates, but for every single one of us. As we start this service this morning, I just want to again thank you for your continued generosity that enables our church to carry out the mission that God has given us to help people encounter Jesus and experience life change. Just this last week, I got word of a couple of children that during this season have professed faith in Jesus Christ. We've seen others who have reached out and we've spoken with, and people have been saved and lives are being changed. We continue to connect with our missionaries and support the cooperative program and support other works and partnerships and carry out the work of the gospel right here in Huntsville, Alabama. So thank you for your generosity. Continue to be faithful, and I know that you will do so. I also want to encourage you to be sure that you're getting well prepared for our reopening of in-person gatherings on June the 7th. Make sure that you go to the website. Make sure you go to our Facebook page. Make sure that you register, because we're wanting to be sure that we know how to best plan for the crowds in each of the service. So call the office if you have any questions. But this morning, let's dive into the Word of God. I'm going to read the Scripture, and we're going to have a word of prayer, praying for our offering and praying for today, for God to speak into each and every one of our lives. So let's look together in 2 Peter chapter 3, and I'm going to start in verse 11. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt in intense heat? But according to His promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by Him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord to be salvation, just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the Scriptures, to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, lest being carried away by the error of unprincipled men, you fall from your own steadfastness. But here's our verse for the sermon today. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Why don't we pray together? Lord, I want to thank you for this scripture passage. I thank you for your word and for everything that it's going to say to us today. God, thank you for the way that we have the privilege of worshiping you through giving. I pray, God, that we will continue to be found faithful and that we'll use everything that you give to this church to spread the gospel and make disciples. God, I pray for our graduates today. Thank you for them. I pray for their parents. And we just pray, God, that this word that you've given, God, it'll speak to all of our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. This certainly has been a really interesting season. And the fact of the matter is, every one of us are walking through this season together. But in this season of life that we find ourselves in, there are different seasons in different people's lives. Right now, our graduates are facing a major transition, whether it is graduation from high school and headed to college or tech school or to a job. And then we have college graduates that are probably thinking, man, this is a difficult season to be graduating from college and trying to go out into the work world and find a job. Well, I believe God's given me a word for us today, and that word is found in 2 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 18. You know, in our common vernacular of the day, there are often words that come up that are created or used specifically by a generation that becomes something very common in the language world. Today, there's a word called adulting. It's a made-up verb that's largely and legitimately adopted into the millennial vernacular. Now, if you're a millennial, don't take that in a negative way. It's just a reality. It simply means to adult, as in, I just signed a lease. I just bought my first car. I paid off my credit card, or I'm getting a mortgage on a house. I'm doing adult things. Well, right now, everyone in whatever age and stage they are in life, every one of us are having to grow up in some way. And if you're a graduate, whatever graduation you're experiencing, you're going to be facing some adult decisions that are important in your life. When we come to 2 Peter chapter 3, I want to give you a little bit of background that I think will help you understand why God led me to verse 18 as the text for today's message. Writing from Rome, Peter is encouraging believers to pursue spiritual maturity through the Word of God. Now, Peter repeatedly points to the Bible, the Word of God, as the primary means of growth for the Christian. Now, the letter that we're going to be looking at was written for everyone in every stage and every age of life. And what it says to us is that every step of your journey is a season of opportunity. It's actually an opportunity for you to grow and mature. A few years ago, the president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, Dr. Al Mohler, wrote a little booklet called Life in Four Stages. And I want to share with you a quote from that booklet that I think is very important and very clear. Here's what it says. Human life inevitably progresses through four stages. The wonder of childhood, the energy of youth, the endurance of adulthood, and the glory of age. If each stage of life comes as a gift from God, then Christians must embark on the worthy task of thinking biblically about life's progression. When we come to this second letter that Peter wrote, he ends with a command. It's found in verse 18, and look what he says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Our key thought today is a simple and straightforward statement. Every season of life is an opportunity to grow as a person and even as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout the scripture, the Bible is filled with comments about growing from childhood to maturity or adulthood in Christ. As I was preparing this message, I actually thought about all of the transitions that I've had in my own life, all of the seasons of change. And especially with you graduates in mind, I got to thinking about all of the graduations that I had. Now, when I was a kid, you didn't have a graduation for kindergarten and fifth grade and all the other ones that seem to be happening today. You graduated from high school, you graduated from college, and then if you went on to pursue other degrees, you graduated from those. And I thought about that, and I graduated high school in 1984. I graduated from college in 1988, and here's what's interesting. In those seasons, in 1984, not only did I graduate from college, but I had a whole other season. I became a dad because that's when my daughter was born. And then in 1988, when I graduated from seminary with my master's degree in theology from Southwestern Seminary, my second child, my son, my oldest son, was born May of 1988. It's his birthday this month, next week. And then in 1992, I graduated again with my Doctor of Ministry degree. And so I've experienced all these graduations, but along the way, with those graduations, there were other opportunities or seasons of growth for me as a person and for me as a Christian. Paul, writing to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he says, "When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. But when I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but face to face one day. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully as I also have been fully known. There's a warning in Hebrews chapter 5 that we ought to be growing up. He says to us in Hebrews, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. You have come to need milk and not solid food. The idea is that you're not growing like you should be. You see, when we look at 2 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 18, the Bible says that we ought to be growing up in Christ. And every season in life is an opportunity for you to grow as a person and as a follower of Jesus. One of my favorite passages to study as it relates to the local church is Ephesians chapter 4. Because in that passage, Paul talks about God's gifts to the church and why God gives spiritual leaders and teachers and pastors to the church. He says in Ephesians 4, it's for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, listen to this, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Therefore, he goes on, he says, therefore we are no longer to be children. So just like Dr. Moeller said, we go from childhood to youth, from youth to adulthood, and adulthood to aging. There's a progression of life. There are seasons of life in which we're supposed to grow. Now, when we turn to this passage in 2 Peter chapter 3, the very first thing that Peter says to us in this passage is, spiritual growth is supposed to be continuous. Now, what that means is you look in verse 18 and the very first two words translated in the English language from the Greek is but grow. And the word grow here is used as a command. It's a present tense imperative command. It literally says, but you are to continue growing. I hope that whatever season of life that you're in, that you are a growing person, growing in every possible way, growing in your maturity as an individual, but also growing as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Literally, he's saying, keep on growing. Spiritual growth is supposed to be continuous. Now, one of the challenges that we face in seasons of life is that sometimes when we move out of high school especially and we get ready to go into the adult world, sometimes we think, okay, I'm an adult now. I've gotten where I wanted to be. Some of us, I remember, we couldn't wait to get out of high school. And then after we got out of high school, we thought how much we missed high school. And then we thought how much we wanted to get out of college. And then we get out of college and we realize there are no spring breaks anymore. And the point I'm making is this. If you're not careful, you can think you've already arrived and that you don't need to grow anymore. It's not just true when you get out of high school or college. It often becomes true as we get older. Sometimes as we age and we become an older adult, we often think, well, I have grown my whole life. I'm an adult. I don't have much to grow in. But that's not true. According to the Word of God in 2 Peter chapter 3, 18, Peter's talking to people from every stage and age of life. And he's trying to help these believers deal with what they're walking through in life. And his last thing he says in verse 18 is, I command you to keep on growing. Spiritual growth is supposed to be continuous. But secondly, listen to this. Spiritual growth in the context of your life is to be seen in the current season of your life. Let me say that again. Spiritual growth is to be in the context of the current season of your life. The Bible gives us a verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It's actually 8 verses. And oftentimes during seasons like this, we hear messages from this passage. It's a powerful passage. But I want you to listen to what it says. There is an appointed time for everything. There is a time for every event under heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing. Well, I think right now that's kind of what we all feel, that we look forward to when we can embrace, but there's a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up is lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart, a time to sew together, a time to be silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Whenever you think about continuous spiritual growth in your life, you can't separate spiritual growth from the season that you find yourself in. In other words, if you're a child listening to this message and you're in the third grade, then you have to think like a child, and we expect you to think like a child. And parents can't expect a third grader to be mature like they expect an eighth grader or a 12th grader or a college student. So we have to always think of spiritual growth and maturity in the season of life that someone finds themselves in. You see, seasons also involve change. And a season of change is a time where you're experiencing sudden or significant shifts. It's a time where new things are happening spiritually, naturally, mentally, and emotionally. I imagine for our graduates, some of you are thinking, you know what, I thought I was excited about getting out of high school, but right now the idea of moving into adulthood and becoming responsible for myself at a time like this, I'm kind of scared. I get that. And for those of you that are moving into the season of the workforce, you're graduating from college, you're probably thinking, man, I'm not sure what's next. I understand that. Some of you are not in an age stage of life where a season is based on a graduation, but you're in a different kind of season. Some of you may be in the season where you're becoming an empty nester and you and your spouse are going to be at home, kids are going off to school, and the baby's leaving the nest. Some of you are in a season where you're widowed and you're still trying to deal with what it means mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for your life. Let me remind you of the four life stages that Dr. Moeller identified. There's the wonder of childhood. Parents, can I just say, let's let kids be marveled at the wonder of being a child. There's the energy of youth, the endurance of adulthood, and the glory of age. So spiritual growth occurs in the context of the season of life that you find yourself in. So when we read 2 Peter chapter 3, we have to understand that Peter's not writing to one age or stage. He's writing to the church. And the church should be made up of people from every age and stage of life, from the newborn all the way to the most elderly person in the congregation. Every person has value and importance and blessing and benefit to the body of Christ. And so in writing to them, Peter says, but grow. You keep growing whatever stage you're in, but your growth should be commensurate with whatever season God has you in. But he goes on. Let's read this verse again. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. So there's a third thing that Peter says in this one verse. Spiritual growth is to be in the sphere of the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Whenever you read a phrase like, but grow in, the word in is a locative, and it indicates the location where that growth is supposed to occur. This grace is the grace of which Christ is the author and the bestower. He says that you and I are to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. What he's saying is this. You and I are to grow in the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian who is yielded to Him. The knowledge that he's referring to is the knowledge of which Christ is the object. This refers to our knowledge of the Lord as Savior in our life and Lord over every area. He is our friend. He is our companion. And so Peter says, I want you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ at whatever season and whatever stage of life that you're in. You ought to be growing spiritually. The way that we do that is with the Word of God. All throughout 2 Peter, Peter keeps pointing the people back in chapter 1, verse 4, in chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, in chapter 3, verses 1 through 2, and here in chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, he keeps pointing people back to the Word of God. So whatever stage of season you're in, I want to encourage you, if you're going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're a graduate today, I want to encourage you. I know you're going to be reading a lot of books. I know you're going to be busy in school, whatever stage that you're in school, but you can't neglect digesting and eating and feeding on the Word of God and letting it nourish your soul. But it not only includes the Word of God, but it also includes the work of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name," this is Jesus talking, "he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." You see, God gave us his word, and God gives us the indwelling Holy Spirit so that we can grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The theme of 1 Peter was grace. The theme of 2 Peter is knowledge. And Peter sums up both of these books by ending chapter 2, verse 3, by commanding us to keep on growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not merely knowledge of the Bible. It's knowledge of Christ through the Bible. We should come to know him better. It's possible, unfortunately, to grow in information and never grow in grace. Peter wants us to have a balanced life. We should learn and we should live the Word of God. Now, there's a fourth thing he does here. According to his promise, he says, look in verse 18, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity." You know what Peter's saying? Spiritual growth is to be continuous. Spiritual growth is to be in the context of the season of the life that God has you in right now. Spiritual growth is in the sphere of the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's what he says finally. Spiritual growth is for the glory of God. It's growth that helps others see the person of Jesus Christ in us. The character of God on display because we're becoming more like Jesus. But it's also growth that furthers the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever season you find yourself in, graduates, I want to challenge you that your life matters to God. And what matters is that your life bring him glory because you display Jesus in a glorious way. And your life matters because God wants your life to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me remind you of that key thought. Every season of life for every one of us is an opportunity to grow as a person and as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to ask you some takeaway questions. How is this season preparing you for the next season. You see, right now where God has you is simply a step towards the next season. The second thing I want to ask is, what area of your life is God putting his finger on in this season? You see, wherever you are, God puts his finger on something in your life, and what God does is he says, right now, this is where I'm developing you. This is where I'm growing you. And every one of us, I'm an older person now. I'm in my 50s. And even in my late 50s, God's putting his finger on things in my life, and God is showing me areas that I need to grow spiritually in my own life. Where's God putting his finger on your life right now? I want to make two statements. Don't waste this season. Wherever God has you in your age and stage, whether it's a season of seeking him in faith or a season of struggling through grief, or a season of graduation and changing from youth to adulthood, or being a young adult moving into life's different stages of adulthood. Wherever God finds you, maybe you're an elderly person and you think, well, I'm towards the end of my life. No, this is just another season. If you believe that Jesus Christ is real and resurrected, then this is just a preparation for life to come. Don't waste this season. The second statement I want to make is this. Don't move too quickly through this season. I look back on my own life, and one of the things that I think about is Ephesians 5. The Bible says, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time. Life's made up of different seasons, not just seasons like winter, spring, summer, and fall. Different seasons of life for different emotions and different responsibilities. God uses seasons to shape us, to create in us what he desires for us ultimately to be. Seasons can be good and bad, but they're always a way for God to capture our hearts and our faith. And listen to this. Someone wrote this. God will change the season of life I'm in when God is ready to change something about me. I want to encourage and challenge you with the same challenge that Peter gave in verse 18. I want you to grow continuously in every season of your life in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to ask you this morning, are you a growing follower of Christ? Are you refreshed by what you see God teaching and showing you? Sometimes it's not easy, but God wants you to make the most of today. Don't waste this season. If you're listening to this message and you think, Daryl, I want to be a growing person, but I don't know for certain that I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Here's the good news. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin. He rose from the dead so that you could have everlasting life. And every season of life that we're walking through is preparation for the ultimate reality of life that he intends for us in eternity. And if you don't have an eternal perspective, it can only be found in Christ. And if you don't have eternal life because you've repented of your sin and put your faith in Jesus, if you will text or call or email us, we would be glad to share with you how you can profess faith in Jesus Christ and be born again. If that's your desire, just call out to him. Say to him, Lord, I'm sorry. I know I've sinned against you. I believe Jesus died for me and that he rose again. And I want to give you my life and live every day for you. And you let us know and we'll follow up. Let's pray and let's ask God to help us grow in every season of life. Father, I pray that you'll use this message. God, show every one of us where you're wanting us to grow, where you're wanting us to develop, where you're wanting us to be everything that you want us to be. Help us, Lord, to be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. Have a great week.